Yep. I have used the Telstra Tech Bar people. I spent a couple of hours with them. I had a major problem with my my broadband, and they're good blokes.
They are. They're excellent.
Yeah, they did a good job.
Yeah, they've really improved their service.
They
at that
have
level.
Too.
Yeah.
They have. Val, are you there?
Oh yes, thank you. Hello, Pete.
Yeah, hi, Val.
Gorgeous, Pete. I have a Samsung touchscreen laptop.
Yep.
And every couple of seconds, if I use the stylus, the keyboard on the screen pops up. So, and I use the stylus all the time
right.
for moving around. But
that shouldn't happen.
I want to turn it off.
Yeah. Listen, I'll put you back to Jane. I'll give you a call, and we'll step through it.
Yeah, just stay there, Val.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Val.
David's got a problem with TV, I think. You there, David?
Yeah, I have. Hi, Peter.
Yeah,
look,
I've
got a real problem with pixelation and sound breakdown. For television network in the house, I've spent $1,500 getting it redone from the top down. I've got an aerial facing Sydney, one facing Wollongong. Got a booster underneath those. I've recabled to all of the points. And between about 5 and 8 o'clock, it just cannot get a picture on it. It just breaks up.
Gee, that's a really odd problem because you've done everything that you should do
to
make the system absolutely foolproof. Again, can I put you back to Jane and we can just talk about it a bit more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Good on you, David. Just stay right there. Greg,
yes.
You there? You got a problem with 2UE's reception, have you, Greg?
Yeah, I've got 3 AM radios in the house, one in the bathroom, one in the study, so I can listen at the computer, and then a portable one I take around the place. Since just before Christmas, all 3 of them have got like about 95% noise and about 5% 2UE signal. And when I just tried before I called you, I thought I'll walk around the house and try and get your competitor, and they come through clear as a bell. We're in the same spot, 2UE comes through 95% noise. What can I do about that sort of thing?
Well, get rid of the competitor for a start.
Well, I'd love to.
First of all, the big question is, where do you live?
Illawong, which is in the Sutherland Shire, near Menai.
Yeah.
Down in the Shire.
Gee, it's usually southwest that we have a problem. Or
is there any building going on near you, any drilling? Or
no, yeah. Unfortunately not. No, no.
Has a dentist started up an operation next to you?
Wish there had been.
Do any of your neighbours complain of the same problem?
I haven't asked them. I haven't asked.
Right.
But, it's really annoying. I could barely hear what you were talking about. When your segment started.
Do you have an iPhone or an iPad or anything like that?
We've got an iPad, but we've had that for over a year.
All right. Now, you can download an app. You can either get the 2UE app. TuneIn Radio or the 2UE app, and you can listen. And we do a lot of our listening now off the apps rather than actually off a radio.
Yeah, it may be the solution, but it would be worth ringing one of the engineers here at 2UE during the week and just outlining the problem, because they may have a kind of a case running in your area
right.
and that we don't know about.
Yeah. Yeah, ask to speak to the chief engineer. Just give 2UE a call and ask to speak to the chief engineer.
Right.
Tell them George sent you.
And he's a good bloke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye. Edward's
it's a really hard one, though.
No, it is.
Very difficult, isn't it?
Really? And look, I'll tell you why I mentioned the apps. Chris often goes out and does the shopping, and she used to take the radio with her, and she'd be in the supermarket, and it's a Woolworths supermarket. She said there's no reception because of all the interference with all the electronics. One day she took her iPad with her and had earphones on, and she was listening through the app. She said it's clear as a bell. Clear as a bell.
Yeah.
So you've got two ways of listening, through the internet, through an app, or actually AM radio. And in some areas, the AM signal's not real good.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Edward, are you there?
Yes, I am. G'day, Pete, George and Paul.
Hello.
I guess I had a problem with electronic manuals. I like the idea of highlighting hard copies and using stick it notes so it's there, and then go back and use the same reference.
Right. Yeah.
So what I do nowadays is usually they come in PDF format.
Yeah.
So I put them on a USB stick and go down to Officeworks, and they print them up for me, and they put a spiral binding on them, and I just put that in my bookcase.
Yeah, I've been doing that. There's a couple of sites that have just a huge number of instruction manuals, and you can download them. And on most of them, the PDF is open, so you can just print the pages you need.
Yeah, that's one of the problems I have with e-readers and so on, is that when I'm reading any sort of book, I often like to – I've got highlighters everywhere. I like to highlight a particular piece or even write something in the margin, and you can flick back and see it later. But on an e-reader, you can't do that, you know. Not to my comfort level to be able to just flick through it and find it. There's something magic about the paper, about having
the
paper.
But on your iPad, if you're using iBooks, you can
– I don't use iBooks.
Oh,
I use
Kindle.
I use the Kindle app on an iPad.
Yeah, so you can highlight, and that's registered at the front. And so you can go through the index of highlights that you've done and go directly to the page.
Oh, it sounds fiddly.
It's not.
I might give it a shot, but I'm with Edward. I like to have the manual. How many pages in some of these manuals, Edward, that you're printing out?
Just heaps, but I just take the plunge and print the whole manual, because you never know what page you want in the future, so I just print out the whole thing.
Good idea. Good idea, mate. Well done. Thank you very much. He does it at Officeworks. Okay. Stop looking at me like that. I'll give it a try later today.
Very suspicious looking.
I'll highlight a couple of paragraphs in a book on my iPad and see if it works for me.
This is the man that is adept at Lightroom, a really complex software product, wants an instruction manual.
I'd rather just have the book.
No, I don't have an instruction manual for Lightroom.
No, exactly. No. I've rest my case. Yeah.
Richard?
G'day.
Hi, Richard.
Hello.
I've got a Galaxy Note 2 telephone, otherwise known as a phablet, because of the size.
The size of it, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if there is something on the market, a tablet on the market, that has the same facility, the same function as the Galaxy Note 2 S Note, with a stylus and being able to sketch in various colours. I'm an engineer and also a lecturer at Sydney University, and I want to use something like a tablet with that S Note function underneath a visualizer, which is projected onto a screen, multicolours and so on. Any ideas?
Look, you can do it with the iPad. I know you won't believe me, but you can do all of that with the iPad and get an output that will allow you to project it. Now, a lot of people think that it's really all fingers and thumbs on the iPad, but in fact it's not. Can I put you back to Jane and we can just go through this in more detail?
And we've got a couple of other listeners waiting online too. I think it's Yul and Robin.
And I'll chat to them. Yeah.
Okay, so stay online. If you're waiting online, just hang on there. Pete will be out to have a chat in a minute.
There goes the next hour of my life.
Okay, Jane's got the prize winner. Greg from Illawong. Oh. Who phoned about the reception of 2U? Are you trying to suck up, are you, Jane? Yeah, she's nodding yes. All right, Greg from Illawong has got the – what's it called again? The skylight.
It's called the Illume Solar Shaftless Skylight.
Where do you get them?
It's a brilliant idea. You can get them at Mitre 10. You can get them at Bunnings.
All right.
I'm going this afternoon to get one. I think they're brilliant.
All right. Thanks, Pete. See you next week.